A few years ago, on Ash Wednesday, I attended a noon mass at a downtown church near our local university's campus. As I sat down, a small group of students sat in a row with me. We smiled, and as mass began, I could tell that they were there for the first time. I helped the young girl next to me find the opening hymn and the readings for mass, and she did the same down the row as everyone nodded to me their thanks. As I looked around the church, I could tell that they weren't the only non-Catholics at Mass today. When the time arrived to distribute the ashes, I stood and they followed me down the aisle to the distributor in our section. "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return." The words spoken, and each student received their ashes. They made their way back to the pew and Mass continued. And at the conclusion of Mass, I had the opportunity to speak with each of them. "Are you Catholic?" I asked the first young lady. "No," she replied, "I'm a non-denominational Christian." Of the four students, only one was a marginal Catholic, having been baptized as an infant but raised in a family that didn't practice their faith. And the two remaining were agnostic. "Well, what brought you to Mass today?" I inquired. "The ashes," they responded in unison. "Well, what about the ashes?" I asked. "Well," they explained, "that there's just something about the concept of Lent that is very appealing to us. The dying to self, the giving up of something we take for granted, things that others might not have. The idea that for a period of time, we reflect on our lives and what is our purpose in life, and that's very appealing to us." Wow, I thought, young people are always searching. Searching for some meaning to their lives. Searching for the answers to life's biggest questions. And you know, if they're going to find the answers, this is a great place to start. For 40 days, we are asked to die to self, to rend our hearts, and return to the Lord, to pray, fast, and give alms. We sat in church and talked for half an hour after Mass. We discussed the great homily the celebrant gave. We talked about Lent, ashes, and what lies ahead, the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As they left the church, they thanked me. And in return, I thanked them for restoring my faith in their generation. At least these four really got the message. You know, there's power in those ashes. I'm Tony Agnese.